So we hosted our first forum in 2012, and it was on art, city, and society. We had had such good food as a part of the conference that an attendee actually suggested we consider this, given the rich food and art communities in Charlottesville, and given the topics surrounding local food and topics surrounding how we support artists is something that Charlottesville is currently very concerned about. So we thought it was a good fit, and we happen to know a lot of people in both fields. So that's how we organized it.
There is sort of a natural nexus, isn't there, between food and art?
I think that the natural concerns that overlap between each field causes people to ask the question, can food be art? I mean, given the sort of food field is called the culinary arts when we talk about cooking. So there is this obvious overlapping relationship between the two fields. Our opening night session is called Contemporary Food History Through Art Effects. We have Corey Burnett, who was the co-curator of the Smithsonian exhibit, The American Table Since 1950. And she's coming to speak about how particular objects like plastics have formed much of our food habits in the last 50 years. And she's speaking with a DC artist, Megan Van Wagner, who makes porcelain, potatoes, and corn to represent her personal food history. She grew up in a farm in the Midwest. So they're each going to talk through images of objects about how those things teach us about our personal history and our national history when it comes to food. Our opening plenary is actually a New York-based artist, Jacqueline Stricker, who wrote an article called Can Food Be Art? It's From Palette to Palette. And she draws a lot of direct parallels. She talks about how food is currently being used in a lot of public art practice, how food is being used in a lot of relational aesthetics. You see the rise of artisanal foods in online craft shops and at craft fairs. But then she gets more down to the point and says that food creates this sensory experience in the same way that art invokes a sensory response from its audience. And she sort of concludes that when a creative sensory form also has the capacity to express philosophies, inspire interpretations, allude to complex meanings, it is art. And so there are, of course, instances where cooking or gardening or invoking those things in a public practice can be art. The purpose of the forum is to not say food is art all the time, but to actually point out some of the overlapping concerns in each field. So let's take ethics, for example. A lot of the art community is asking, how do we support local artists? What kind of art do we support? And likewise, in the food field, people are starting to ask about our food systems. They're asking how we support local food. So one of our sessions is on art and food ethics, because that's a pertinent thing to each realm.
Right. And give me an example of, well, you started with ethics, which was a good one. Can mm-hmm. you think of other areas where the same sorts of questions might be asked by artists and chefs, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. Given the ethical concerns, I think that there have been direct economic consequences in each field. So one of our sessions is on the community-supported model for art and agriculture. We're very familiar with the CSA in terms of the local farm. You buy a share, you receive X amount of produce a month. You don't necessarily choose that produce. It's just what's in season. And from those shares, maybe you're inspired to love eggplant, or you had never tasted an artichoke before, and now you love artichokes. And likewise, Laura Zabel, who is the director of Springboard for the Arts, their organization came up with a CSA model for art, where artists contribute work, patrons buy shares. And so we're having Laura come speak with Lee O'Neill, who is the owner of Radical Roots Farm, to talk about, you know, how they make shares, what contributes to what they put in the shares, what does that mean for the buyer, the consumer. That's one of the most exciting sessions, I think, because it's sort of a direct correlation and points out a unique economic structure in both art and food. In each sector, I think hospitality has come to the forefront. You know, art galleries are asking how they can be hospitable, how they can attract new audiences. We're bringing in a chef from D.C. who runs something called Chez Le Comi, and he hosts 16-person dinners in his home. And because it's in his house and he's not paying himself, he just charges for the ingredients. So 16 people show up to a dinner, he cooks 6 courses and has 3 wine pairings. And there's an offshoot of Chez Le Comi called Vin de Chez, which is a wine bar on asphalt in a parking lot at what they call Union Kitchen. So he's sort of bringing high food or high art to a new audience through these like unique venues. And I think that there are a lot of artists that are doing similar things. We're having Gabe Beery of A Pimento Catering, who's the chef and who's catering much of this conference, speak with Matt Jocelyn, who's the director of Live Arts. And they're both going to talk about sort of the ephemeral nature of their work. So what does it mean to work really hard to create an experience that is just experience? There isn't necessarily a cultural artifact that is produced. And likewise in theater, you know, you practice, practice, practice. You perform an event, there's an audience there, but they don't walk away with an object of any kind. And I think the nature of those events has particular consequences for both the viewer and the practitioner, whether that person is a chef or a performer.
How many folks do you guesstimate will take part in this conference?
We have two presenters per six sessions, which is 12 total. And then we have a moderator for each session. So that's 18 folks total. And then we have our opening night performance features Matthew E. White and John Dearth. So we'll have a live performance. And in terms of attendees, we expect that we'll have about 200 people at this event. So we have people coming from New York, from Pennsylvania, from Ohio, from one of our speakers is from Minnesota, one of our speakers is from Indianapolis. So we have people coming from all over for this event.